Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. This is part two of our holiday hacking series. Hey, Big Sean, have you finished your holiday shopping?
Man, I can't believe I'm still hacking away, Matt, man. You thought I was done. You thought it was over. Shazine came and brightened up the spot. But I got more hacking to do, especially the lady with the facts is here in full effect. Let's get it.
Dion, how's your shopping going?
First of all, we need to sharpen that axe, okay?
It seemed kind of like a dull, right? A dull blade.
It's a dull moment.
We're trying to work smarter, not harder, right? We're hacking away. Although I have to confess, my hacking is like non-existent. So let's definitely inspire me.
Yeah, okay, well, let's do it. Well, let's dive right in. Normally, our show is about keeping your money in your pocket. But
no,
around
keeping your money in your damn pocket. I mean to curse,
correct.
But you know, damn.
I stand corrected. Well, around the holiday season, that can be tough. But we've put together a list of 20 strategies and tips or hacks for the holiday season, for holiday shopping, so you can maintain your budget goals and all the good habits you've been building. So, Big Sean, why don't you start us off with tip number 20?
Hold on. Let me just start off. We took time to put this list together. Research, consultant, thousands of people were involved in putting this list.
Polls and surveys.
So get your pens and papers out, people.
And we even let Arlington weigh in on this. And you know his weight is like 2 hours of conversation to put this list
Power
together.
Power to you, Sean.
So get your pen, your paper, your iPad, your finger to write. You know, whatever you need to do, start jotting down these top 20 lists. And let me start off with number 20. You need to price check.
Price check.
Check the price. You know what I'm saying? Check the item and the store. You know, when shopping, you know, sometimes you can find a competitor and people will price match what you're doing. I'm always doing, especially at Staples. Like, as soon as I go into Staples, I'll do it old school. I'll either Google the name or barcode it and see what comes up with other prices. And if I can find a competitor that's offering it cheaper, guess what? The man at the counter, I'll be like, yo, it's $2 cheaper at this website.
Match
and they'll
that.
Go, try check on July 4, try check on July 4. Some person runs up with some magic key, makes an adjustment, and bam, Matt, $2 saved.
Let me tell you, I got the most beautiful package of liquid paper from Sean, and I think there were like beautiful like pencils, right? And Staples for Christmas. It was great.
There you go. Who knew?
Now
listen,
I know.
These young millennials don't even know what liquid paper is. You ask my son, he'd be like, what the hell?
This is true. Oh, my gosh. I'm dating myself. Did you know what liquid paper is, Matt?
Of course.
I know what it is.
But I didn't realize big spender Sean would purchase some liquid paper for somebody. That's
keep
big.
Your office supplies.
Next. Okay. Number 19. I'm always about the non-impulsive shopper. Like, don't impulse shop. Like, I take my time, get to know, figure out what the competition is doing, especially on big ticket items. I mean, we're in a world, what I say, I always say it again, I'll keep repeating myself, the internet is a game changer. So when you're looking at big ticket items, you can kind of shop around and see what's out there and don't get caught up in impulsive decisions. If you see something you really, really like in a mall or whatever the case may be, give yourself 24 hours to digest it. And then if you still think it's a good deal, then go back and do what you need.
You know what? You made a good point, Sean, because yes, there's the online, no question. Definitely get your reason, you know, Google University, do your comparison shopping. But there's also something to be said for going to the store and talking to a representative who's knowledgeable about the product that you might not, you know, get just from reading a blog, you know? So keep that in mind.
And Sean, those skinny jeans you're wearing right now, did you, were those an impulse buy or did you think about those?
You finally have me speechless. But you know what the funny thing is? I know what I just envisioned? You in a pair of skinny jeans. That's another show.
Wow.
All right, well, let's get back to the list. Tip number 18. Don't be married to brands, people. Like, you can, you know, I know brands are big. I know people like to pop their tags, but sometimes you can find a price reward. You can find a discount on an item where you can find the same quality, especially with, like, tech. Like, if you're buying a TV for, you know, a little for your man cave, you're getting a widescreen TV, maybe you can get a better deal if you find a brand that may be a little off-brand or a secondary brand. You know, what do you think, Sean?
It's so true, because I remember when I was looking at flat-screen TVs, they had, like, the Sonys and the Samsungs. And then there was this brand, I think it was Insomnia or something like that. And it was like a Best Buy specialist name brand thing. And like the pixels and everything was exactly the same. And I mean, to me, when I look at TVs in the store, they all look the same. But I'm staring at both screens. I'm staring at Sony. I'm staring at Samsung. I'm staring at Insomnia. I'm staring. And I'm like, there's $100-something difference. What's the difference? And I had to like really seriously convince myself that to get the cheaper one, and get over the brand, because it was really all about the brand. And, you know, to me, once you bring a TV home, you're not, nobody sits there and be like, oh, my God, I just remember the quality at the other TV that I was going to buy, and I should have bought this. Once it's home, it's up, it's good. And so I agree with you. Don't get caught up in the brands.
And is it still working till this day, Sean?
Well, it's working and popping. Come on.
All right. Fight night at Sean's.
Okay, moving on. Tip 17. Buy floor models or open box items. People, there's deals you can find in the store if you're willing to take the display item. Sometimes they're just as good as any other as the box item. The only difference is people have looked at them, maybe touched them, but maybe there's a scratch. But these items work just as well, and you can find a significant savings.
I approve this message, Matt. I got the most beautiful, I treated myself to the most beautiful designer furniture a couple years ago, and basically, I went to a staging company. Whoever thought about that? But check out your local staging companies. They basically put this furniture into homes just for display, but they can't sell it after, or you know, they can't sell it at full retail afterwards. I know, Sean, he's shaking his head.
No, I'm saying
I blew your mind,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because I'm saying if they pitch in and it ain't itching, I getting in.
Yeah. I'm not sure what he just said there.
Meaning that if that couch ain't itching, there ain't no...
Oh, my gosh.
If it ain't itching and they pitching, I getting it.
It was a beautiful showroom, designer pieces, right? But with no... Basically, there was nothing wrong with them, but they were opened out of the box. So I made out.
Word to the wise, be sure to check warranties and make sure the item works before you just pull the trigger. But there can be some great deals you can find with the floor model angle.
Totally. Oh, I think you're gonna like this one, Mr. Linda. So tip 16, free gift with purchase. You may have done this before, but you know when you go to Macy's or Bloomingdale's, maybe you go buy a perfume for someone else and it comes with the free travel size. You can re-gift that.
I split those up. That's a two for one. I split the twins up. Somebody gets a free gift as a gift, and the other get the other gift. I split those bad boys up. You know what I'm saying?
That's big. Yeah. You know, when you got that long list, you know, Auntie Myrtle, you know, here's a perfect gift for you. Know, wrap that puppy up. I'm with you.
I split that free gift up, dog.
Two birds, one stone. And then we've got tip 15, buy in bulk. I love this one, too. I mean, Sean and I were just talking about how we've been making the rounds. Matt, we've been making the rounds. Tis the season, this corporate party, your friends having this house party. So I said, you know what? One year, let me buy in bulk. Everybody loves wine. You can't go wrong with that. Chocolate lovers, there's those cookies that everybody loves around the holidays. Go to BJ's, buy it in bulk. Wrap them up individually. Cost per dollar.
That's a great tip, D. Buy in bulk. I'm with that, people.
Thanks, my man.
Perfect. So tip 14. Buy for yourself sometimes. I know this may sound selfish. Ooh. This may sound greedy. But for yourself as an individual, for your business, you should be using the Christmas holidays and the Christmas discounts to look at some big ticket items and be strategic. If there's that, you know, camera for your production company, if there's that
right.
computer you need or whatever, that bit of equipment, you can find discounts that you can, you know, take advantage.
Actually, if I could add on to that, because we actually just had a, my fiance and I, he moved his phone to a business line and raked up over the Black Friday holiday because you also get the tax write-off. So anybody who's, you know, an entrepreneur, for example, gift yourself to a business account. There's so many perks with some of the carriers, the mobile carriers, and, you know, you get the tax write-off. So that's a gift that keeps on giving.
And tip lucky number 13. I'm all about the online gift certificates, like I said in the previous show. Go to your favorite stores and find those online certificates or figure out what stores the person you're buying for they like to shop at and buy the online gift certificate for them. And it's a really easy gift to do. You just email them, they get a code, and boom, popping, discount, off. Well, not.
So clearly, as our last guest said, this is gift giving is not your love language.
That felt so impersonal.
Once again, I'm all about the love. I'm all about the love.
All right. Tip number 12, abandon the cart, people. What this means is when you're online shopping and you're putting things in your cart, sometimes you can strategically play the machine, play the computer. Don't pull the trigger and don't buy it and wait. And sometimes those businesses will send you deals, send you coupons, send you discounts. Because you didn't buy it. They know you want to buy it, but then now they're going to try to lure you. So sometimes abandon the cart, do not pull the trigger, and wait and see if they send you deals.
I think that's the zinger right there. Like when I figured that out, someone else showed me that little trick. I'm like, awesome. Tip number 11, get on the list,
mm-hmm.
right? It's like you feel like you're in a private members club, but all you got to do is put your email on their email list, and they'll send you free stuff.
That's easy.
Coupons, discounts, right? And all it takes is an email. So
you think even like gourmet, expensive, super fly stores like Canvas Malibu, like if you get on their list, you think
that? I don't know about that one. But I would also say, just to add to what Dion is saying, like I know we don't like to be like overwhelmed with all these different emails with different companies. So set up an email account just to receive this kind
yes,
of stuff.
That's smart.
All right. Well, this holiday hack tip show needs to come to a quick break. So we're going to go to commercial and we'll be right back. So stay tuned for
my
more.
My axe is sharp, dog.
Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Get your hack on.
Two Black Guys with Good Credit.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially knowledgeable and the financially curious. Today, we are giving you our top 20 holiday shopping hacks. So let's jump back in. Big Sean, what's our number 10 holiday shopping hack?
Well, for book lovers, and I mean audiobook lovers like myself, I think buying a membership on audiobooks would be a great idea for people. You get like, you know, 2 free downloads a month, and then you get books that Amazon gives for free through.
You trying
audiobooks.
To talk smooth like the love language? Book lovers.
I'm an intellectual.
Oh, you want to talk like, love language? I can take you one further.
So I think people would appreciate that. I mean, getting a membership like where a monthly payment, like something like that. I think it's a long gift. Like every month, oh wow, I still get this membership coming.
I was going to say though, if you want to take it up a notch, Matt. You could do a with that voice of you, that silky voice of yours. I don't know if your wife has that favorite book that she loves to read, and you actually create the audible book for her.
Oh, that's
imagine
smooth.
That. Hand that to her on
Christmas. That's a long ass gift. I got time for all that. That's too romantic. That's like I got time to get home every day. Hey, once upon a time.
No, actually, record it in advance, and then you give her the audio.
I got time for that.
Take notes.
My number 9 is I'm a big fan of Prime Time. You know what I'm talking about, Matt?
Deion Sanders?
I know you go there, but no, I'm talking about Amazon Prime Time. Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Gotta love it. Like getting things next day, you know, if you're hustling and it's a December 20th, you don't have your gifts, you're working, you don't have time, you can go to Amazon Prime Time that baby and it's there to you before Christmas. And I just like how it's gotten to be really, if you get the Amazon Prime membership, the shipping is free. And, you know, I'm a Prime Time shopper, you know.
All right.
I don't have time to stand in those stores.
Because you ain't got time for that.
I don't have time for no audio talking in the mic every night. No, I Prime Time that bad boy.
Okay, moving on.
And, I mean, you ain't got time for that, but we got apps for that. So please remember, I mean, we love our apps. Tip number 8. Honey, ShopTagger, RetailMeNot, and there's so many more apps that will help either find, you know, prices right there in real time while you're in line that are competitive, particularly RetailMeNot and ShopTagger, those that will, you know, make sure you know those promo codes before you get to the store. Definitely a great way to go. And then there's tip number 7, one of my favorites.
My lucky number. What you got?
Experience and adventure gifts. American Express credit cards, they offer really great experience gifts at a reduced price. There's sites like Groupon,
oh,
Living
Lord,
Social.
Not Groupon
you may remember our last episode. Definitely check that out for more details. I mean, how about that? You know, there's something to give somebody a, you know, an item, but how about a memory, a moment? You know?
Oh, man. Okay, now we talking my language, Matt. I am all about the experience gifts. I am an American Express Platinum Card member, and they always have, being a part of a member, they always have these specialty adventure things you can do as a card member. And I maxed that out, man. That has gotten me some great dates. The last thing I did, I went to the opening Broadway show of Tina Turner.
Okay.
And I had, like, floor seats. You know what I'm saying?
The man.
And it was
classy.
Yeah, I'm classy, dog. And you know, you want to know what a brother paid for them. You know, I didn't pay nothing. I used my membership reward points. And
hello.
So those experience gifts, I'm always scrolling down American Express. And I'm looking like the creative brother. Like I come up with these great ideas. But it's really just kind of picking out what American Express has to offer at that particular time. And I jump in. But, you know, I didn't meet my budget because I was upset after because she wanted to do that, like, bike stroller thing in Times Square. You know those guys that have the bicycle and you sit on the back thing? Oh, my
blew
God.
The budget.
That blew the budget, though. And she wanted a Tina T-shirt. I was like, yo, I'm trying to dodge that T-shirt line because
what?
I had all the $40 T-shirts. I had to ride the bike and the T-shirt, so it kind of messed up my budget. But I'm about the experience gifts.
Well, since we're on the romance tip, how about a buying someone a staycation gift?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So
that's
last.
That's a trendy new thing. Like when I was growing up, no, ain't nobody did no staycation.
You,
like,
you just
crazy.
Stayed home.
You just stayed home. Exactly.
It just didn't have a name, you know? But lastminutehotel.com, they offer great deals. So say you want to offer that love of your life, a special night in a hotel, maybe live in New York, you want to have a nice 5-star experience, lastminutehotel.com.
Okay.
Tip number 6, slept on sites. Don't sleep. There's some really great websites outside of Amazon, just so you know.
Really?
Really.
I'm Prime Time, man.
Sean. There's ClarkDeals.com. You may or may not have heard of this one, but you'd be pretty hard pressed to find a better site that finds, you know, just hand-picked deals from home items to electronics, vacation packages. There's another site called Brad's Deals. So this site, they are scouring the web 365 days a year to find the best deals. Again, on everything from fashion, tech, home, pets. There's dealnews.com, also a great comparison shopping website. But what they also offer is they publish a data-driven shopping report. So this is for the serious, you know, shopper, maybe those bigger ticket items,
can
right?
I add one? Can I add in one?
Sure.
There's Knickknack Direct for all you international listeners. Knickknack Direct allows you to shop on any U.S.-based website and pick out any items, put it in our shopping cart, and we will order the item for you. So just because you live abroad doesn't mean we can't get you what you need.
Did you just do a commercial?
Call it what you want, dog. That's N-I-C-N-A-T Direct, baby.
And to round out the list, there's gotadeal.com.
Okay, number five, one of my favorites, be a zero. You know what I'm saying?
Be a drop zero. That hero?
Explain that.
Well, I'm all about, like I said in the last show, this is zero interest rate card season because they're looking for you to pile up a lot of spend and then hopefully try to pay it off in the new year. And if you can't, that's when they hit you with the interest rate. But it's an interest-free loan if you use it wisely. And like I said, I'll use that big word again, Matt, if you amortize it out, you're all right.
Well, to piggyback on that, also you can go to stores and get in-store cards, and a lot of times they'll offer zero interest and offer you discounts if you take the store credit cards as well. So don't sleep on, you know, getting the store credit cards.
Yeah, but the win-win is close the account or don't use it after that, you know, trial period, right?
Absolutely. Tip number four, look for rewards and additional discounts. Find cards that offer bonus points when you spend a certain amount and find cards that offer additional discounts when you shop at your favorite stores.
We're all about the points.
Be hungry or go home. Like, get hungry. Like, don't think if you got, like Shazeem said last show, like with Zara, she got like 50% off and then she found an additional 10% off to make it 60% off. So, you know, go hard. Keep looking for those discounts and, you know, you may surprise yourself.
Tip number three. Everybody, we know how it is when you get out there on the front lines. So you gotta be ready with your shopping list and make a budget. How many of you, by the end of the shopping season, you get your bank statement and you're like, whoa, did I really spend that much? So if anything, make sure you've got that budget and shopping list ready so you can't stray.
That's big. That's a basic, a standard note, but that's a huge note. So definitely remember to make those budgets, people.
Number two, what I love best, one of the things I love is the gift of travel. Using points for traveling. I mean, I do it all the time, but if you can allow yourself to accumulate the points throughout the year and know, even with your family, like your kids growing up, knowing that every year my mom or dad, we used our points to do a family trip for Christmas, a getaway thing, you know, I think it's a beautiful thing.
It is. I mean, I remember one year I gave my best friend a trip to Miami.
I get that trip. We were besties. We're not besties.
It was me. I got the trip.
It was you.
I'll let you guys fight that out. But no, she had never been to Miami before. So, and we'll always have that.
Well, speaking of points and travel, I mean, that transitions us to tip number one. Cash in your rewards. Like, we spend all these, you know, months and purchases and years accruing points, and sometimes we never cash them in. Holiday season could be a great time to actually go to all your credit cards and check out what kind of points and rewards you have and you've been accruing and storing and really use those. You know, especially if you're on a real tight budget, you may be sitting on some value that you weren't even thinking about using. Use those points.
Let me tell you, my son got his first iPad on points. My big bro.
That's big.
This is when camcorders were in, but that's how I got him his camcorder. I was the best sister for a year.
Do you know how many points my kids have gotten gifts off of rewards? From PlayStation to winter boots, they don't know, to AirPods, to they have no idea that daddy get him off points.
Because sometimes I think people really, we get like an autopilot just buying and accruing points and we forget to actually, you know, spend them.
And Matt, I think that's such a great point that you made and a good habit to do annually, the same way we go through our spending habits throughout the year, the same way we're checking our fees to make sure we're not overpaying at the end of the year, adding, have I used my points and rewards, right? Don't let them go to waste, right?
Exactly. Don't just collect them.
Right.
Use them. So again, don't just collect these points, use these points, people. So that's our top 20 list, our top 20 shopping hacks for the holiday season. So before we sign off, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Two Black Guys with Good Credit. So keep it locked.
Two Black Guys with Good Credit.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Our holiday hack show is complete. Our 20 tips are in the bag. So Dion, any final thoughts?
Yes. I mean, if you really want to get frugal, but also really create connection and memories, you could also, as Sean would say, you know, give gifts that, you know, also work in three different ways. Give yourself, give your time, and then, you know, have the, of course, the official selfie. So for example, maybe you offer yourself to cook dinner for someone, spend time with that person, then of course take a few pics to remember the moment. So make a calendar out of that, you know, make a, you know, a mug. So I'm just saying, creating moments, creating memories, what a wonderful way to celebrate the holidays and save. And don't forget to email us your questions. We love to hear your suggestions to tbgwgc@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Two Black Guys Good Credit. And don't forget to leave us a 5-star review to make it easier for others to find us. Like Annika, who said, I share this podcast daily. Thank you so much for creating it, from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And my name is Dion Nichols, the lady with the history, the stats, and the cold hard facts. Happy holidays.
Well, thank you, Dee. And my bottom line is, although the holidays are known as the season of giving, you don't have to give it all away. Take advantage of all the deals and the discounts and give yourself a gift, the gift of savings.
Ooh.
I'm Matt Smith, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit.
That was gut-wrenching funny. Dion, as my grandmother would say, that's nice. You cook for me as a gift, but I'm Sean, Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the more practical brother that likes a gift, like want to open it up and see something. So if you're looking for something practical, you like, listen to my advice. Find those discounts, find those appreciation gifts, find those rewards, those points, all those things that you can get them that gift to make them go, wow, and keep your money where it belongs, people. Matt, in your damn pocket. And I'm Sean, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I'm out.
Two Black Guys with Good Credit.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.